And still to come on Books and Arts, we look through the shortlist for the Miles Franklin Prize announced yesterday. But now top shelf. Stephen Carroll is one of Australia's most prolific and successful authors. He's written 9 novels. His 7th, The Time We Have Taken, won the Commonwealth Writers' Prize in 2008. In fact, he's also won the Miles Franklin himself and been shortlisted twice more. But as Steve Carroll tells us for our top shelf segment of favourite works, what really rocks his world are pop songs.
I love pop songs, love pop music. And the first one is Please Please Me, the Beatles. Because when I first heard it, it was the first real pop song I think I'd ever heard. I knew that somewhere a dramatic break had been made from all those production line American pop songs, and that this was actually something quite real. It had, you know, I'd like to be that age again just to be able to hear Please Please Me once more for the first time. It had a dramatic effect. The second one, and it is Waterloo Sunset, simply by the Kinks. Simply because it's just, I think, one of the most perfect, brilliant pop songs ever written. And apparently it was called Liverpool Sunset when it was first written. And I think Ray Davies took about half an hour to write it. And he said it was one of those songs that just fell on him. And I got travel associations with that too, because I remember catching the Eurostar across to London. I was walking across the Hungerford Bridge from Waterloo Station. It was sunset. And, of course, I had Waterloo Sunset going through my head. It was a wonderful moment. My third choice is Stardust. Hoagy Carmichael, because I remember as a kid when I heard that, especially the verse. The verse is, you don't hear the verse that leads into the main part of the song very often. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful piece of music, pop poetry. It's just one of those extraordinarily haunting songs, I think.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. But that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song.
And my fourth choice is It Ain't Necessarily So by Normie Rowe and the Playboys. Mostly because my brother, Pete, was the bass guitarist in Normie Rowe and the Playboys. And when you listen to that song, a very fine bass player, and when you listen to that song, there's Pete introducing it on the bass, on his Fender Precision.
It ain't necessarily so. It ain't necessarily so. The things that you're liable to read in the Bible ain't necessarily so.
And my final choice is Take Five, Dave Brubeck, because it's just one of those brilliant Saturday morning songs or pieces of music. It's just, every time I hear it, it's fresh, it's uplifting. ¶¶
Yes, I had a cassette of that in the very first car I ever owned. I've listened to it 1,000 times as I've driven through the countryside. Dave Brubeck's Take Five, one of Steve Carroll's favourite pop songs, and we'll put a full list of his favourite songs on our website. Steve's most famous novel is Spirit of Progress, which is a prequel to his marvellous Glenroy trilogy.